It's mid-January. It's dark, cold and miserable. It's the worst time of the year, a time for cosseting ourselves if we can. And one way of doing that is to feel as cosy and as warm as possible. As part of our series with Citizens Advice Cranley, this morning I'm speaking with Catherine, who's going to tell us about a service they offer which can help us keep cosy and warm without worrying too much about the bills piling up. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Lydia.
Great. It's good to speak to you. First of all, then, apart from stopping us feeling miserable, why is it important to keep your home warm?
Well, having your home too cold can increase risk of illness, such as cardiovascular and respiratory diseases. So it's recommended that your home's at least 18 degrees Celsius at night, which is about 65 Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. And through the day in the rooms that you occupy, if you keep it between 19 and 21 degrees Celsius, so anything up to 70 Fahrenheit.
That's the sort of thing to be aiming for. Right. I know my husband and I often have a little bit of a tussle on the on air. I'm sure many people do.
Yes, we're the same.
So what is the energy advice programme that you offer?
It's a yearly campaign, which it's aimed at providing energy advice to help people get the best deal and so people can keep their homes warm.
Uh-huh. And who can get the advice?
Well, the funding and the programme's aimed at people in fuel poverty. We offer advice to everybody equally, so anybody who wants to know a bit more about it can contact us and we'll help them with energy.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, energy is something we all use. So now that the old gas and electricity boards have gone, how has the market been set up to protect consumers?
Well, there's now a lot of private companies and a lot more than they used to, and they compete to supply energy and gas. They're all regulated by Ofgem, which is the Office of Gas and Electricity Markets. And the idea is that consumers can look at the whole market and choose the best supplier, the cheapest for them. But of course, a lot of people don't do that and keep on paying more than they have to.
Mm. On TV, there's a lot of adverts about price switching. I've never tried it. Is that what your advice is mainly about?
Yeah, much of the advice is about helping to switch, but we can also advise on things like getting grants for energy efficient home improvements, help paying with the bills, really anything to do with energy at all.
Uh-huh. So switching is one way of doing it. So where can you do that?
So you can do it at home. There's lots of comparison sites out there. It's important if you do it at home that you use an Ofgem regulated one and that you make sure that it's showing you all of the markets. Some of them have an option to show you their sponsored deals.
Yeah.
We've got a comparison site, which is energycompare.citizensadvice.org.uk. But also people can, in normal times, come into the Bureau for help. Right now we're closed due to lockdown, but mm-hmm. we can help people over the phone and take them through it. We can do the comparison at our end and give them the results over the phone.
Okay, I'll tell you what, that was a very long email address, but I'll make sure we put it on the website, the Energy Compare Citizens Advice link there.
Yeah, and if people search for energy on citizensadvice.org.uk, they should find the information as well.
Great. Yeah, it's all there if you know the keywords. So you're all ready to go. What do you need to have? I know from other citizens' advice discussions we've had that you need to be quite organised. We've talked about that earlier, keeping bills and things handy and in order. What do you need to have with you to get a good price comparison?
In an ideal world, we'd like a year's worth of bills so we can check what somebody's usage is. Mm. But obviously, not everybody's going to have that. Not everybody keeps that. People might have just moved in. So we can work based on fewer bills. Or if you've perhaps just moved into a new place, we can ask questions about the kind of home it is and your energy use and estimate based on that.
Right. Okay. So is it difficult to switch?
No, it only takes a couple of minutes to check the tariff and check your usage, see what the best tariff is. And you can often switch entirely online. You don't need to have to speak to anybody. You will need to provide a meter reading on the day you switch.
Right. OK. So do you think it's worth it?
It's definitely worth it. Some people we've saved more than £200 per year, and it's worth checking at least every year because the prices creep up and you can save money quite easily.
That's interesting. So does it have to be online?
Some of the cheaper tariffs exclude paper billing. So some of the cheaper tariffs you can only get if you agree to have your bill sent by email. That's obviously not ideal for some people who aren't online. So we're campaigning nationally to try and get that changed so you don't need an email address to get the cheapest tariffs.
Yeah. Well, I know, I guess you can't spend time helping people to get online, but I know that there are groups in Cranley who are working to help people who can't do transactions online to get online. So if there's anyone out there listening who would like to know more about that, just drop me a line via the Destination Cranley website and we can perhaps go from there. I'll help you from there, because there's a lot being done on this. What happens if the company you're with, and say you choose somewhere like one of the smaller companies, what happens if there's a takeover? Because there seems to be a lot of switching about on these things.
Yeah, I mean, they get taken over. Sometimes the smaller ones just go bust. And yep. If that happens, you'll be moved to a new provider. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So your electricity won't get cut off. It will just continue. Mm-hmm. But if you are moved to a new provider, it's important that once you're moved over, you check, because it might be a more expensive tariff. Mm-hmm. If you do that after you've moved to the new provider, any credit on your account from the old provider is protected. So ride it out, be switched, and then check the tariff and switch if necessary.
You just need to be aware. It's so easy if you do something by direct debit, isn't it? Just to let it go on and not really check it. What about people like me who don't want to change provider? I've chosen my provider. I like the customer service and the green energy I get. It's not necessarily the cheapest, but I don't want to change provider. Is there any advice for us for saving some money?
Yeah, most electricity and gas companies have quite a few tariffs. The one I'm with has a dizzying array of them. So it's still worth checking. There might be a cheaper tariff within that company. And it's also worth bearing in mind that if you switch, you don't have to choose the cheapest one. You know, you can say, I want to switch, but I want a well-known company, or I want to switch, but green energy is important to me.
Yeah.
And we can search for those results online.
Yeah. So there's lots and lots of choice. And you just have to be brave enough to make it, I guess. So I think I'm motivated to have a look. All of this is what we've been talking about is probably for people who have the freedom to do that. What if you rent a house, or I mean, sometimes the person pays the bills or sometimes the landlord? Is it different for them then?
If your landlord pays the bills, so you don't get an electric or gas bill in your own name, it's just included in the rent, then you don't have the right to switch. You can ask your landlord to switch, but they don't have to. Uh-huh. But if you pay the bill, you've got the right to change supplier. And you've got the right to change the meter, so to a smart meter or a prepayment meter. You should check your tenancy agreement, though, because it might be that you have to put things back to how they were. So go back to the old provider and the old meter before you leave.
Yeah, all of this just keeps emphasising to me how much we need those folders to keep our papers in. You mentioned a smart meter. What's that?
It's a meter that connects directly with the energy supplier, so you don't have to give them readings. The readings ping over automatically. And also they can connect to a display in your home or an app on your phone, so you can see in real time how much energy you're using. So they're quite a good way if people want to try and use less energy.
Oh, my dad would have loved that. He used to try. He was always after his girls. It sounds like a good idea, knowing where you are up to. Are there any disadvantages?
Some people don't like the idea of all that information going to the energy companies outside of their control. And some people will be stressed out by seeing the numbers go up when they make a cup of tea. I think my dad probably does have a smart meter and probably watches it as my mum switches the sewing machine off. Some of the older smart meters did stop working when you switched to supplier, but the newer ones don't. So if you're thinking of getting a smart meter, make sure it's the newer generation ones.
Can you be forced to have one?
No, you can't be made to do that. And if that happens, contact Citizens Advice and we can advise you on what to do next, because you can make a complaint. It's possible in the future cheapest tariffs will only be available to smart meter users, so that's something to bear in mind for the future.
A question just occurs to me, Catherine. Do you have to pay for a smart meter?
No, they're free, and energy companies want you to have them because it makes their life easier, so you won't be charged for one.
Oh, good. So no more scrabbling about outside trying to read the meter. What about those people who have a prepayment meter?
You can still choose to switch. You'll be limited in what tariffs you can choose, because prepayment meters are generally more expensive. That said, people do prefer them sometimes because it's a lot harder to get into arrears. You pay for the electricity or the gas that you use. Some people are put onto them because they've been in arrears. So if that's happening to you, if you're behind on the gas or electricity and they're asking you to put a prepayment meter in, again, contact us for more advice.
Can you ask to change the type of meter?
Yes, so you can ask for a prepayment meter if that's what you prefer, or if you're worried about getting into debt. You can ask for a smart meter, which one of the good things they do is they can be switched from a credit meter, which is your normal meter you pay by bill, to a prepayment meter, or vice versa with nobody coming round.
Yeah.
If you're on a prepayment meter and you would like to move to a credit meter, they won't normally do that if you still owe them money. But if you've got a health reason that the prepayment meter is difficult to use, that needs to be taken into account.
If you were had an illness or something that meant you really needed to be warm but you were having difficulties, would that be a reason to contact Citizens Advice for some support there?
Yeah, if you need to be warm, if you have medication that needs to be in the fridge, if you have equipment that runs off the electricity, they're all reasons to not be on a prepayment meter, but also be on the priority services register, which means you will be the first person they contact if there's going to be a power cut.
Right. OK, that sounds to me like something we could have another talk about another time for, if we do some other things, because that sounds quite an interesting thing there and probably applies to quite a few people locally. Can you switch supplier if you owe money to your gas or electric supplier?
It depends. Again, it depends on if you're on a prepayment or a credit meter.
Right.
If you are on a credit meter, if you've been in arrears for less than 28 days, you can still switch. If you're on a prepayment meter, you're in a slightly better position in terms of switching, in that as long as you owe less than £500 on either meter, so you could owe £499 on the electricity and £499 on the gas, you could still switch. Of course, you'll take that debt over with you to the new company. And if you're not on prepayment, you'll be asked to pay off the debt before you switch. I think if you are behind on your fuel, if you're in debt, again, contact us. We can help with arranging sustainable payments with that.
I think that's a really important point, that you can get help and you would not have to pay it all off in one big lump, because I think that's we've talked before about debt on these programs and how people just get overwhelmed. So there's always a solution as long as you're paying something, I think would be the key message.
And paying something can be paying a token amount just to keep them, you know, so people shouldn't get overwhelmed by debts. It's very easy to, but we can definitely help. And I know that people, when they come in debt, are very worried, and even just having us go through the bills and put everything on the computer and knowing where they were helps them a lot.
Yeah, it really is too. And this is the time of year, especially while we're locked down now, it's worth spending one morning or one afternoon just getting your stuff sorted out, I think. We've talked a lot about switching supplier. Is that the limit of your advice?
No, we've got information about grants for energy saving measures and things like that, help for people struggling to pay their fuel bills, as we've discussed, you know, help with paying off debts to energy suppliers and anybody else. So any concerns at all, and even if something didn't fall strictly within energy advice programme, we can almost certainly advise on it. Yeah. Just as part of our general work.
I know that I was contacted recently, the Rotary Club, and is being supported, I think, by Cranley Rugby at the moment. They have some funding to help people who are struggling with their fuel bills this winter. So do you have links with the Rotary?
We've certainly got links with Cranley Lions.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yes. So they've got their Wenceslas project where people pension age who get a winter fuel payment, some of them are quite well off, frankly, and choose to give it to charity instead. So they collect that and then help people who are in need, either pay off fuel bills or top up prepayment cards.
Yeah. Actually, it's interesting as we go through all this, I see that energy is such a big, it's such a big subject, isn't it? And other things are coming to my mind that maybe we can talk about another time, like all the calls you get from people offering Green New Deals and things like that. But I don't think this is the time to discuss that, but maybe we can come back together and discuss what's reasonable and what isn't. In earlier citizens' advice interviews, we've discussed that some bills are important to pay if you have to choose priorities. Are energy bills a priority bill?
Yes, very much so. Ultimately, you can still have your supply cut off if you don't pay your bills. Mm. So it's important to prioritise energy over something like a credit card. Again, the key message is if you're getting behind on bills, get help as soon as you can. And we can help you sort out those finances.
Okay, so there we are. How would we get hold of you to ask for an appointment?
People can call us on Advice Line. We've now got a free phone number for that. So it might be different to numbers you've heard before, but it's free to call. That's 0808 278 7980. And we also have an inquiry form on our website, which is waverleycab.org.uk. And if you click on Contact Us on there, you'll get choices of how to get hold of us, including an inquiry form you can fill in.
Well, that sounds great. And we'll put all of those details on our Destination Cranley website. Thank you so much, Catherine. I mean, I don't think anybody listening should now feel worried if they are in debt, and they even might be tempted like me just to look at the variety of different tariffs on offer. I think I need to stop being lazy too and just spend an hour maybe looking at that and seeing if I can save us some money. So Catherine, thank you very much. There you have it, listeners. Whether your question is urgent because you're really struggling, or if you're just making 2021 the year you get a handle on all your outgoings and really understand them, Citizens Advice Cranley is there to help you. And you can contact them even though we're in lockdown. They are beavering away from their homes, probably like everybody. And thank you, Catherine, to you and to all your colleagues.
Thank